So my recorder was broken during the shear, so I wanted to retape the shear in a briefer fashion. The shear is on Parshas Vayigash, and the title of the shear is Yosef's Embrace with Binyamin. So we look through the Psukim, and after Yosef reveals himself to his brothers, he has this embrace with Binyamin, and he also cries and embraces and cries with his cries again with his brothers, so the other brothers. So the Psukim say, "Vayipol." So that's the immediate response. Yosef cries on Binyamin's neck, and Binyamin cries as well. And then it says, and Yosef, he kisses his brothers, and they cry, and he cries over them. And afterwards, the brothers feel comfortable speaking to him because they were in shock. So the question is, the question of the shear is, you know, why was Binyamin treated differently? So the pshat brought down by the Radak is that he felt a closer relationship to Binyamin because of the fact that they had the same mother and father, as opposed to the other brothers who were half-brothers. And the Chizkuni adds that the reason why the word Savarei in the Pasuk sounds plural is to teach us that Yosef, he grabbed both sides of Binyamin's neck when he was hugging him. So the pshat, again, is Yosef loves Binyamin more than the other brothers because he feels closer, they have a closer relationship, and he cries around Binyamin's neck, and Binyamin cries as well. The Medrash, though, is drastically different. And Rashi says in source number 4, "Vayipol atzavarei Binyamin achiv vayevk al shnei mikdashos she'asidin liyos bechelko shel Binyamin v'sofan licharev." So why were they crying? Why was Yosef crying? He was crying over the destruction of Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, which was in a portion of Binyamin. And Binyamin was crying, Binyamin bachal tzavarav al mishkan shilo she'asid liyos bechelko shel Yosef v'sofan licharev. Binyamin cried over the destruction of Mishkan Shilo, which was in Yosef's portion. So the question, of course, is what does the destruction of the Mikdash have to do with their embrace? And the destruction of the Mishkan, you know, why is this here? You know, what's it teaching us about this embrace? The Pshat makes sense, but the Drash that Rashi brings down is very difficult to understand because it's alluding to the future and the destruction of the Mikdash. So why at this moment are they crying over that? Furthermore, the Medrash says that the cry of Yosef is a cry of Rachmanus, of mercy. And he quotes a pasuk in last week's parsha Miketz, where it says, "Chinichmeru rachma v'lachiv v'yavakesh tzavkos." Again, Yosef cries over there out of rachmim, out of mercy. So the question again is, why is it rachmim here? Shouldn't it be love? You know, ava. Shouldn't it be a cry of love? Why is it a cry of mercy? So we have to understand the Medrash and this idea of crying from Rachmanus. And then soon after, in our parsha, again, he treats Binyamin differently than the other brothers. He gives Binyamin 5 changes of clothing. Pasuk Parak Mem Hey Pasuk Chapez, it says, "L'chulam nasan la'ish chalifos malos, l'vinyamin nasan shlosh mi'os kesef v'chamesh chalifos malos." So everyone got 1 change of clothing, but Binyamin got 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of clothing. So why did he get more clothing? So the Hadar Zakenim explains that it was a remez, it was a hint to the Mikdash, that half of the Mikdash was in Binyamin's portion, and David paid 600 silver pieces for the Makom HaMikdash. Therefore, we see that the value of the Mikdash to Binyamin was 300 silver pieces. So again, Yosef is paying Binyamin somehow for the Makom HaMikdash, or alluding to the Mikdash. So why is there an allusion to the Mikdash in this relationship of Yosef to Binyamin, and Yosef giving Binyamin more than the other brothers? So those are the questions. I think we should go back to last week's parsha, because the Medrash says that Yosef's cry was a cry of rachamim. And in last week's parsha, when Yosef gets home and he greets the brothers, and they're scared because, you know, they brought Binyamin up, so it says, 3 psukim are very critical. It says, in Chavtes, Perak Mem Gimel, Pasuk Chavtes, Vayisai no vayaris binyamin achiv ben imo, vayomer, hazeh achichem akaton asher martem elai, vayomar elokim yach necho bini. So Yosef says to the brothers, "Is this Binyamin?" And they say yes. And then he gives Binyamin a bracha. He says, "God, Hashem should be gracious towards you." Then Laman says, "Vayimahir Yosef, kinich meru rachama velachiv, vayivakesh levkos, vayavo achadra, vayiv shama." And then all of a sudden, Yosef is overcome with mercy, and he goes into the room because he can't hold back his tears. Then he pulls himself together and he goes out to greet the brothers and eat with them. So later on also, so we see again that Yosef treats Binyamin differently. He gives him a bracha, and his rachamim is inspired by Binyamin, by encountering Binyamin. We'll see that in Rashi. So why is there a difference? What's the difference between Yosef and Binyamin and the other brothers? And if you look further on in Miketz, Perek Mem Gimel again, Lama Gimel, it's only two psukim later, it says, Vayeshu lefanav habechor kivchor aso, vatsa'ir kitzir aso, v'yismu anashim ishal reyu. Yosef has them sit in chronological order, and they're all stunned that Yosef knows the order of their births. And then it says, after, Vayisam masos meispanav alehem, vatev masas binyamim masos kulam, chamesh ados, vayishtu vayishkeru imo. Again, we see that Yosef, he gives Binyamin five portions, where he only gave the brothers one portion. So we see a parallel to our parsha. In our parsha, he gave Binyamin five changes of clothing, as opposed to one. And in last week's parsha, in Miketz, he gives Binyamin five portions, as opposed to one, to all the brothers. So why is there this difference again, and what's the parallel between last week's parsha and this week's parsha? And if we look in Rashi, Rashi says that on Pasuk Lamed, Ki nichmeru rachamav, I'll just read it outside, I'll just tell you outside. Yosef has this back and forth with Binyamin, and he asks Binyamin if he has kids, and Binyamin says, yes, I have 10. So Yosef says, what's their names? And Binyamin, he rattles off all their names. And then Yosef says, what's the meaning of these names? And Binyamin explains that every name that he named his sons was named after Yosef's plight in a different way. So, for example, the first one is Bela, Shenivlo bena umos, that Yosef was swallowed up amongst the nations. Becher shaya bechor li'imi. His second son was Becher, and it's a reference to the fact that Yosef was the bechor to Rachel. Ashbel shezavahu el. Ashbel, because Hashem sent him into captivity. So all the names are referencing Yosef. And then soon after, right after, it says nichmeru rachamav. Right after that, it says that Yosef was overcome with mercy. So again, the question is, you know, why does the Medrash have to give us this back and forth between Binyamin and Yosef? Why the specifics of how he named his children after Yosef? And what was Yosef's reaction? Was it personal, or was there something deeper here? And then finally, we see that Rashi says in source number 12, Lama Gimel, Pasuk Lama Gimel, that Yosef set all the brothers in chronological order, but when it came to Binyamin, he said to Binyamin, I don't have a mother, and you don't have a mother, so you sit next to me. So why did he do that? Why did he treat Binyamin differently? So I think the answer is tied to this Chizkuni. So the Chizkuni explains that really the reason why Binyamin got five changes of clothing as opposed to one was because of the fact that the brothers were involved in the sale of Yosef, but Binyamin was not. And because the brothers were involved in the sale of Yosef into slavery, into Mitzrayim, therefore they were fined, and they weren't able to get what they deserved. But Binyamin, who wasn't involved, he was given more. He was given 300 silver pieces and five changes of clothing as a recognition of Binyamin's lack of involvement in the sale of Yosef. So that's really what he says. That's the main idea of the Chizkuni. But we see from the Chizkuni an essential idea that I think can kind of summarize and put together all of our questions. So what does the Chizkuni have to do with the first Rashi that we read, which is that they were crying over the destruction of the Mikdash or the Mishkan? So I think Rashi is showing you that Yosef recognized Binyamin's lack of involvement in this situation and the injustice to Binyamin. And he recognized this because in the story, everyone had somewhat of a flaw. You know, Yosef's flaw was that he was telling on his brothers and also that he was somewhat narcissistic. He was playing with his hair. He was when he was living at Potiphar's house. And Yaakov's flaw was that he favored Yosef. And the brother's flaw was that they hated Yosef. They sold him into slavery out of that hatred because they were jealous of him. So everyone had flaws, but Binyamin really didn't have a flaw. And he really wasn't involved. And Binyamin lost out on a tremendous opportunity for a relationship with Yosef, not just on a personal level, but on a philosophical level. So the cry that Rashi's alluding to is that Yosef and Binyamin, they recognize that had they had this relationship, there would have been a drastic difference in the outcome to Klal Yisrael. And Yosef is crying over the destruction of the Mikdash because perhaps the Mikdash wouldn't have, or there wouldn't be two Mikdash, and there would only be one Mikdash had Yosef been able to impact Binyamin philosophically and morally, and vice versa. Had Binyamin had a relationship with Yosef, perhaps the Mishkan would have never been gone, or it wouldn't have been destroyed, and the future would be different because of the fact that Binyamin would impact Yosef. So that impact was lost, not just on a personal level, but on a philosophical level as well. So the Torah is teaching us that each one, Binyamin and Yosef, recognized the loss, the real loss of the fact that Yosef didn't have a relationship with Binyamin prior to this point. And that's critical. And furthermore, we see that this idea exists in the Bechi of Rachamim. So why is it a Bechi of Rachamim and not love? The idea of Rachamim is when you recognize that someone doesn't deserve what they're getting, so you feel merciful towards that person. And when he heard, Rashi says that that Binyamin had named his 10 children after Yosef, so that indicated to Yosef that Binyamin was really affected emotionally and psychologically by the loss of Yosef, to the point where he named all of his children after him, and he recognized the injustice to Binyamin of this whole situation, that Binyamin really, it wasn't his fault, and look, he was getting destroyed. He named all of his kids after Yosef. He was thinking about Yosef all the time, and it really wasn't fair to Binyamin from a justice standpoint. So the idea of Yosef's Bechi is a Bechi of Rachamim. It's not just a Bechi of love. It's a Bechi that this injustice was done towards Binyamin. And the idea of him favoring Binyamin is a recognition that Binyamin really wasn't involved, and he really didn't deserve to be brought into this whole situation. So Yosef gives him all these gifts, and he treats him differently to show you that Yosef recognized the injustice vis-a-vis or towards Binyamin. So the last point I wanted to make in the shir is that later on, what's interesting is that the brothers in Vayechi get scared that Yosef's going to pay them back for selling him into slavery. And it says in source number 16, Vayiru ache Yosef ki mes avihem vayomru luis temenu Yosef ashev yashiv lanu es kol ra'a asher gamalnu oso. The brothers say to each other that Yosef is going to pay us back for what we did to him, selling him into slavery. And Rashi over there says, what did they see? They saw that Yosef no longer invited them over for meals. When Yaakov was alive, he did, because of kavod for Yaakov, and he wanted Yaakov to feel at ease. But when Yaakov died, he stopped inviting his brothers over. So the question is, why wasn't Binyamin invited over? Binyamin had nothing to do with the selling of Yosef. But we don't see that Binyamin is isolated from the brothers. He seems to identify or be in the group of the brothers. So this is another idea that shows you the impact of Yosef's sale into slavery on Binyamin, that Binyamin really wasn't involved, but yet he was included, and he was brought in by the other brothers, and he was raised by them. So he really was with the other brothers, even though on a personal level he was tied to Yosef more so. So he was kind of in conflict and caught in between the two. So it shows us that also Yosef's relationship to Binyamin wasn't purely personal, because even after Yaakov died, he didn't invite Binyamin over either. It was more philosophical. The idea of him favoring Binyamin was not purely personal, but there was a deeper aspect, which is the recognition of injustice and the idea that Binyamin should be excluded from his sale. And even though Binyamin seemed to have joined in with the brothers out of fear, but really he wasn't involved. So it had this impact on him, but it shouldn't have been like that. It should have been different. And that's what the Torah is trying to teach us in this whole story. All right, so thank you for listening to the shiur. And if you have any questions, you can always email me at aginsburg25@gmail.com, or you can call me at 347-249-5103. All right, have a good night.